welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend this time together. If you are a new listener, we welcome you in the name of Jesus and pray that you're blessed. As a reminder, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. Well, last week I shared a message entering into full sonship, and so today I would just like to wrap up a few final thoughts, as then we can go on to another subject for the remainder of the week. But Paul said that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And also in Romans 6:11, he said, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That word reckon means to count or to calculate, to estimate, to value, to think, to be of the opinion, to number, to reason with oneself, to conclude from an argument. Those are all standard definitely dictionaries, if you will. But it's a statement of accounts, if you will, also between debtor and creditor. And so, brothers and sisters, with that understanding, we indeed are the debtors. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the creditor. At Calvary, on the cross, Jesus Christ paid our account in full for sin, for sickness, and eternal death. He paid it all. He made a way where there seemed to be no way. There was no way we could be restored to fellowship with God unless God's justice could be satisfied. And it had to be a perfect sacrifice. That was why it was so important under the law, the old covenant, that the sacrifice, whether it's a lamb or a goat, had to be perfect without blemish or spot. That was an example, a precursor, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus made the way for a new covenant in his blood, that the righteousness of the law could be imputed into us, in our minds, and in our hearts. And this includes all the attributes or fruits or carnal thinking, if you will, of the old man, the natural man. So, beloved, we have the ability to make a decision, and it's an important one. We need to once and for all close the door on the past. Now, God, in his amazing love and in his sovereignty, he doesn't remember our sins against us. We, of course, have memories. We can remember the things that we have done in our old life before we were saved, and even the times we've fallen so far short and sinned and discredited, if you will, the name of our Lord by sinning in one way or another. But Jesus Christ, what he did, he has invited us to come to him, all those who are labor and heavy laden and weary, he's invited us to come and rest. We're to lay those things on the altar of God, the Word of God, and let the blood of Christ be applied. Beloved, this is wonderful news. We are cleansed from the past forever. We need to deal with the old man. He is dead. We need to deal with the carnal mind, the carnal fleshly part of us. And we can agree with the scriptures that that part of us is dead. Now, the devil will try to convince us, no, it's not. But according to Scripture, it is dead. And as we stand on the Word of God, as we rebuke and resist the lies of the enemy, we will begin to see and to live a victorious Christian life. We have a defender. We have a counselor, and that is Jesus. He will defend us before our accuser, who is Satan. He's the accuser of the brethren. Isn't that true? But there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so His Word is there. He is your divine counselor. He's already prepared your defense before the court of heaven. The blood of Jesus covers your transgressions, your sins, and we can stand perfect in Jesus' righteousness before the throne of God. And so, in practical terms, Satan has no longer any dominion over you. We don't have to be as Ishmael was, the son of Abraham and Hagar, a hybrid or part son and part worldly. Yes, he was the son of Abraham, but also the son of the handmaid, and that was not how God's blessings and inheritance was to be passed on. It was the heir of Sarah and Abraham. So we have to acknowledge, we have to face the truths of God's Word, and we must acknowledge them. And so the Word of God says that that carnal, fleshly man cannot please God. It must go. And so with our heart, with our will, we make a determination that since we live in the Spirit, which we are, we must also walk in the Spirit. And if we sin, if we fail, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And so attaining the maturity of sonship means that we will allow ourselves to be completely ruled by the dominion of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we come under His lordship, then we are adopted in as sons, and we can grow in the knowledge and wisdom of our Lord and Savior. And even though you may have certainly confessed Jesus as your Savior, if we doubt His Word, if we question the reality of those truths that are expressed there, and if we allow unbelief to creep in, you know, just subtle ways, slight ways into our minds and hearts, well, basically, beloved, it's a sin. That's what the Bible says. And because without faith, it is impossible to please God. He only asks that we believe the things that He has said. He knows we are weak, but He will strengthen us in our weakness. He will be with us in the time of trouble. He will set us up upon a rock. There's that scripture. In the time of trouble, He will hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle will He hide me. He will set me up upon a rock. As we read the Old Testament scriptures, we see that the Lord dealt very harshly with the unbelief of the children of Israel. He gave them a promise after promise. He demonstrated His power in their behalf. The amazing plagues that came upon Egypt. So finally, Pharaoh said, "Let them go." And even after they were released and they were pursued, they saw their enemies drowned in the Red Sea after God did a miracle of holding back the waters, and the entire Israelite people went over upon dry ground in the midst of the sea. But after they saw the wonders of God, when they had difficulties, when there were problems, instead of thanking God that He was going to help them as He had in the past, they complained, they grumbled. They could have entered into the promised land. In fact, when after God had brought them to the borders of the promised land, they sent in 10 spies, and 10 came back, said, "Oh yes, the land flowing with milk and honey, but there's giants there, and there's great walled cities." And they persuaded the Israelites, the people, that they started to mourn, that they, you know, they wanted to go back to Egypt. And as a result, they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. They didn't enter the promised land that generation because they were stiff-necked, they were hard-hearted, they were double-minded, they were complainers, they were doubters, and they perished in the wilderness as the Lord said they would. Oh, they called on God, all right, and repented when they were bitten by serpents or in dire need or of deliverance or help. But when the trouble passed, they returned to their usual murmurings and complaints. Beloved, that was written for our example. How many times has God brought you out of difficulties, out of troubles and battles? Have we not all of us learned that Jesus really will defend us? He will fight for you. He's your Lord, beloved, as well as your Savior. And so we have to make a choice. It's up to each one of us whether or not we want to allow Him to be not only Savior, but to be Lord of our lives. So if we can make that decision, we then can come into that process of growth where we can enter into full sonship as a mature son and daughter of God. If you're willing to make that commitment, let's pray together. Father, Lord, you understand the weaknesses of the flesh. Lord, you understand that Jesus said, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so, Father, we're asking for divine empowering. We're asking, Lord, for not only with our heart's determination and will to serve you and to make you Lord, but that you will give us victory over the fleshly carnal nature. We can mortify the deeds of the body. That's what your word says, through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can kill them. And so, Father, we choose to obey you. We choose to love you. We choose to follow your word. And we thank you, Lord, as we follow in love and obedience, honoring you as not only Savior, but our Lord, that we shall see the victories in our lives in ways that we've not experienced before. Help us to surrender fully and with all of our heart, all that we are, to your Lordship. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. He is Lord. He's coming again, and he's our soon coming King. He will be Lord over all the earth. We have the opportunity to crown him Lord and King now in our lives. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.